Welcome to August 17th, Sanford Farm. Luckily, in this 81 degree day, there's some breeze coming, a cool breeze, which means we're closer to the water. Crickets. As we start this meditation, we're going to listen for our feet hitting the ground. Our right foot. And if possible, you can do this even sitting down. You don't have to be walking. But walking makes a huge difference. We're going to feel our weight in our foot, striking foot, as we inhale. We're going to start a breath. But we're going to be so aware of the mechanics of our foot as it widens, as it grips and spreads across the ground inside our shoe, and our weight rocking our ankle. At first, forward, and then back. And then our calf muscle and our knee and our hip. So here we are, sitting at the end of Sanford Farm, staring all the way at the water. Maybe 3 miles away, plane flies overhead. What are we going to take away from this summer? What are we going to carry with us that makes our life and our load lighter? Sounds kind of antithetical. What are we going to carry with us to make our light and our life less heavy? Can we somehow learn to fly through the air? It blows on us. Somehow learn to reflect the light, the heat of the sun. Can we learn to listen so deeply that we hear sounds from ourselves we never heard before? We learn to feel without interpreting every single feeling, without being afraid or overly excited by every single thought. And see all the colors. We don't know where any of this leads us, except to right here. All the work we've done up until now is how we got here. Can we breathe less heavily? Think less heavily? Look on others and ourselves less heavily? Grip less tightly. Inhale more deeply. Fly higher. Pedal faster. As we inhale through our nose, pushing our belly out, can we feel the air inside? Lift our ribs wider. And if we don't, can we be okay with that? Can we exhale through our mouths, feeling air over our lips? Softly as our chest goes down. And if we don't feel that, can we be okay with that? Can we stop ourselves from thinking too heavily on something by bringing our hand to our thigh or our hand to our other hand and pressing our thumb into our palm? Just try it. Push your thumb into your palm. Go ahead. Try it. Take your right thumb and push it into your left palm. Not too hard. But can you feel with your left hand your right thumb? And if you can't, can you be okay with that? With your right thumb, can you feel your left palm? Now, if you rock your thumb north and south, or east and west. Now can you feel your left palm? As you rock your right thumb north and south or east and west with your left palm, can you feel your thumb? I love pushing my hand into my thumb and my thumb into my hand, especially when I'm running and I begin to feel some ache or pain. As I spoke before, Richard Rohr talks about the contemplative mind. The contemplative mind just simply sees things as they are, without any filter. For some reason, when I push my right thumb into my left hand, my shoulders relax, my brow softens, and I'm able to feel the air blow over my body. Nothing else is happening. So what I want to take forward is the ability to catch myself when I'm not feeling the air, when it's blowing. And the more I feel the air when it's blowing, I can feel the tightness in my chest when it's tight by putting my hand there. The more I know I'm here for myself, first and foremost. So as the hot sun beats down on our shoulders, and we exhale with a sigh, the end of a vacation fabulously spent. And we think about taking a sip of water. We take in the surrounds one more time, looking out to the osprey bed, looking over to the sand of the beach and the water, the pond, and the wildflowers. We also feel our throat and our chest. Birds in the distance. And we feel the air blowing over our skin, over our wrists and forearms and elbows and knees and face. Namaste.